Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, a chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
Thanks, Kirby, and welcome once again to another conversation from Cattlemen's Congress. We're pleased to be along with you once again, and very happy to have with us the Executive Vice President of the American Maine Angue Association, Blake Nelson. Blake has been one of the key players within the cattle industry that stepped up and been a part of the board of directors for Cattlemen's Congress, serving as one of the breed executives, helping shape the direction of this show, which is all about being put together by cattlemen for cattlemen. Let's jump into our conversation now with Blake Nelson. 2024 Cattlemen's Congress, pleased to have along with us the top hired hand for the Maine Angue breed, Blake Nelson. Tell me a little bit about the Maine Angues here at Congress.
Well, Ron, it's good to be on with you and good to be back in Oklahoma City again this year. We have certainly learned to love this show and our exhibitors, and we've got a good show this year. Still, this will be one of our largest shows of the year in terms of exhibitors and cattle. It's going to be a good one, and then we have also our Bright Lights bull sale that will be happening tomorrow at 2 p.m., and pretty excited about that offering.
You know, what kind of a year was 2023 for Maine?
So 2023, you know, it started off extremely great here last year, and the spring was a great run. We had record-setting junior nationals for a number of new exhibitors that was in Grand Island last summer, but this fall, at our shows, the sales have been phenomenal. We have been hot at about any sale, especially not only Maine sales, but when we have multi-breed opportunities, a lot of the high sellers are Maine, so we're excited about that. The cattle and the modern Maine is catching on and really the right kind for the industry today. But going back to our shows, numbers have been a little off this fall. I don't know, you know, folks are busy and harvest late and different things, but also economy, it's not as cheap to go as it was, but we were happy to see our participation back up here in Oklahoma City.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, where are we? Maine, what you've been able to do, obviously you've got your purebred side of things, but you've got some great percentage programs as well.
Yes, and that's one thing, Ron, that we feel and something we branded ourselves as the Power Cross that we bring to the program is, you know, our high Maine cattle are have gotten extremely good, but where we really come into play, it doesn't matter really what breed you want to throw us at. We complement a lot of different breeds out there and can bring some extra muscle and efficiency to the table while still keeping birth weights and obviously the black hide, some things in check that our producers need.
So as you look at that, we've got so many tools these days to be able to fine-tune exactly the traits that a commercial man needs.
Uh-huh. For sure, and that's genomics. Obviously, all of us breeds have utilized those, and it's really benefited us because, you know, as a breed, we register right at about 12,000 to 13,000 a year. So don't have a huge influx of data compared to, say, an Angus breed. But through DNA, we're able to still pinpoint and get better predictors for these young cattle to not only benefit our breeding herds, but their customers.
So, you know, not just you have your commercial operators, your purebred operators that are showing Maines and selling bulls, selling females, but you've also got a very robust junior program, too.
That is, without a doubt, probably our flagship program. We have a top-notch staff when it comes to the junior program. Miss Lindsay Brook and Riley Barbara Matheny take care of that program, and we do value our kids. I mean, all of us do. That's our next generation. We know that, but we have a lot of fun with it. We try to make our junior national an event that not just for the exhibitors to be good, but the entire family, the parents all the way down to little brother, little sister. We do not have a minimum age, so as long as they can control a calf, they can show one. And it's been fun to watch those kids that have started. I've been with Maines now for 9 years and saw a lot of them get going, now going all the way through the program. And we really focus on that and pride ourselves on that situation. And we're supported by great breeders and board of directors to do those things.
What's ahead? What's 2024 kind of look like for Maine Angue?
You know, 2024 for us is, I think, more of a breakout year. You know, it's been building. It's been catching on. The energy's been positive and more interest. Not only have our breeders been excited for a while, but getting those folks outside of our breed looking in, they've been looking and keeping an eye on us for a couple years. Now they're starting to invest. So we're excited about that. You know, some pretty large Angus breeders have came to us finding cattle they can use to complement those herds. So we're seeing that as something that is an opportunity, but also diving into the commercial side a little more and letting these commercial cattlemen out there see, you know, this is not the main NG that Grandpa might have ran across back in the 80s that, although was stout and would grow, might have caused some problems. Our breeders have really done a good job. Moderating birth weights, making them user-friendly cattle, and still delivering that extra that you expect from a main NGU.
We've got so much technology. We've referred to that already, but you know, how does that impact the future of all these breeds? In other words, we've got upwards of two dozen breeds total here. It's probably 17 of them are more of the traditional, you know, British-related type breeds. Where are we going with the breed model?
It's interesting you say that, Ron, because you know, I'm approaching 50 just in my lifetime in the cattle business. I've had cattle since I was born, but how much it's changed, just predictability. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to identify outliers one way or the other for different traits at birth. We've never had that opportunity, and the generation interval on beef cattle is longer than most farm production animals. Mm-hmm. So we just have to, you know, the true breeders had to breed and wait. Well, we're able to speed that wheel up a little bit and identify some of those outliers genetically that might have that opportunity to be extremely good. We can utilize them, or we can also cull out some problems and not have to run through that too. So it's just being able to improve our model at such a quicker rate. And I think with that, it's made the entire beef product, not just a specific breed, it's made our product more consistent.
Right. End of the day, for that purebred producer that's got main Anjou in his mix, you know, what's he hearing from his commercial customers, the folks that he's selling bulls to, maybe a few females as well?
So with those guys, we have seen they are extremely pleased with the animals. When it comes to marketing those cattle, and one of our big goals is just to educate folks of what we are today. Is, you know, they can sell those black-hided cattle at sell barns all day long as Angus Cross and do extremely well. They label them Maine Cross, and we still, you know, kind of have a stump our toe there on getting pigeonholed as just, you know, an offshoot of just show cattle, and there's so much more. And it's the same cattle. And our big goal is to talk to folks at the sale barn, the buyers, the managers, and just letting them know the feedlot guys want our cattle. They tell us that. But we still have that intermediary. We got to educate and get on the same page with them and say, hey, just because that's what they were, that's not what they are today. Just take a look at us and give us an honest shot, and you're going to be proud of the product that's produced.
Thanks so much, Blake. Executive Vice President of the American Maine Anjou Association, Blake Nelson. If you'd like to learn more about the Maine Anjou breed, you can go to their website, which is www.maine-anjou.org. That's all of our time for this edition of our Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll see you soon.